Today we'll contemplate together in the first verse of Saturday Theotokia. Before I start, في أي حد مش بيعرف إنجليزي؟ في أي حد مش بيعرف إنجليزي؟ Is there anyone doesn't know Arabic? أشكر ربنا مش بيرد. في حد هنا؟ Arabic or English? English, okay. So I'll speak English for the sake of our youth. So today, the verse of the Theotokia is, O undefiled and chaste one, holy in everything, who presented to us God carried upon her arms. All creation rejoice with you, crying out and saying, Hail to you, O full of grace, the Lord is with you. Hail to you, O full of grace, hail to you who found grace, hail to you who gave birth to Christ, the Lord is with you. This is the refrain. I will say it again in Arabic. Sorry for this. بالعربي أيتها غير الدنس العفيفة القديسة في كل شيء التي قدمت لنا الله محمولا على ذراعيه تفرح معك كل الخليقة صارخة قائلة السلام لك يا ممتلئة نعمة الرب معك وبنردد بعد كده السلام لك يا ممتلئة نعمة السلام لك يا من وجدت نعمة السلام لك يا من ولدت المسيح الرب معك. We have just four very short sentences in this first verse. Although they are very short, they are very deep in theology, in the rite, but way more important, it is a journey for our salvation. What is that for me? When we recite any prayers or hymn or tasbihah or even tarnima, we know it by heart, we tend to rush through without paying attention to the word or to the meaning. So today let me just give you an example with the big difference. When you have a cheap bar of chocolate, you may consume it in like few minutes. You eat it very quickly. But when you have a very high quality piece of chocolate, you take one square, you just put it in your mouth, let it melt and enjoy every single moment of it. So when we pray even our Father, even when we pray it at home, we used to rush through. We don't pay attention to the words. So today, please, sit back, relax, and focus on this little journey that we are going through. It goes through four verses, or four short sentences, or four themes, four stations, that we will contemplate through that together. So, yesterday, we heard a very good explanation of what is Theotokia mean. So the church honored Saint Mary not in her own but because of Christ. And that's what we will see together today. The word Theotokia, for those who doesn't know, just quickly go through that. It comes from the Greek word Theotokos. It's like two words combined together. Theos means God, and Tokos means give birth. So the one who gave birth to God. So our church, from this title, confess about who is Christ. Jesus is fully God and fully man. You see, just one word tell us all that. And when we talk about God incarnated, we call her the mother of God, not the mother of man, because the one who is born from her was not just human and later became God. He has a divinity, and the humanity never separated or combined. Her greatness, the greatness of Saint Mary, didn't came from herself. It came from Christ, whom she received, carried, and revealed him. Let's go through the journey. How many stations we said we are going through? Four steps, four stations that we will go through. So the first step, or the first theme, O undefiled and chaste one, purity and consecration is a life prepared for God. The second station, or the second theme, she presented to us God. She received Christ. When she received Christ, she received him, carried him, revealed him to the world. Third station, or third theme, all creation rejoiced with you. Pay attention to this little word, with, not in. So we are rejoicing with Saint Mary, and we'll understand that now. Joy of the creation, the incarnation bring joy and renewal to the world. Last station, hail to you, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Grace and God presence. Grace is a source of everything. Let's go through the first theme. O undefiled and chaste one. The true purity is not that I don't commit any sins. Won't you just to focus with me? It won't be long, and everything will be on the screen for you, so you won't be distracted. So, what is purity? A pure heart is undivided between God and the world. We are just focused. Your heart is fully with God. Sincere without hypocrisy, doesn't show off. Consecrated to God. Pure in motive and intention. The heart is pure. القلب نقي في دوافعه وفي نيته من جوه ومن بره. As in the Sermon on the Mountain, the Lord blessed are the pure in heart. For what? For they shall see God. So the condition to see God, we have to be pure in heart. Purity tells us about grace and the human response. Oh, we are saved by the grace only. No. We have to work to gain our salvation. Is it grace or our action? Let's see what happened with Saint Mary. Saint Mary's holiness was the fruit of many things. God's grace, God's presence, her free and obedient response. She received the call and she responded. We'll go deep in a second. The angel appeared to her and said, rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. She answered and said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord. She didn't hesitate. She didn't try to find excuses. She didn't try to say, what that will be for me, a young girl, and this will happen, all the troubles, how the leaders of the temple will look at me. Full obedience, action, response. grace invited, humility accepted, obedience surrender. النعمة دعتها، التواضع بتاعها قبل الدعوة، والطاعة بتاعتها سلمت. هو ذا أنا أمة الرب ليكن لي قولك. She obeyed. So what is that for us during the fast? I'm trying in every theme, in every step to make it practical. It's not just a sermon and a nice talk and we leave. We need to get out from the church with something to live with. So this fast invites us to ask us ourselves some questions. What is dividing my heart? In the church, I am praying and focusing. As soon as I leave the door, do I get distracted by something else? Is there anger I have not released? Yeah, I am praying, but there is still something that I am holding inside me. Is there a hidden habit separating me from God? Am I seeking God's approval? Or I just want to please people? Some people just feel more secure, more happy if he or she is popular and everybody accept him or her, smile on their face, and this is where they get their satisfaction. Am I pleasing God or people? I remember a picture I saw in a sermon many years ago. A picture of someone passed away. The whole city went after him, saying how great he was. But the picture from the other side was something different. Is what we are doing reflect our hearts or just hypocrisy on the surface? So let's pray for this step. Lord, give me one heart, not two. One well, not two. Let's move to the second verse, which is, I like to say it's the core of the topic of today. She presented to us God. First of all, receiving Christ. Receiving Christ begins with receiving his word. Saint Mary received Christ by faith when she said, Let it be to me according to your word. God works start when we say yes to him, when we obey him. So the first step was receiving Christ. Saint Mary, when she heard the invitation, she submit herself. Many of us hear the word, does it shape our life? I heard something today in the gospel or in the tasbiha or in the hymn or in the sermon that touched my heart. Everyone, the Holy Spirit is working in every single one of us. If you find a flashing light, it doesn't have to be about something wrong I am doing. Maybe something good that I am not doing. So if this flashlight comes on today, listen to it. Maybe I hear about forgiveness, yet I hold resentment inside my heart. I hear in the Bible it says, don't worry, but I live in anxiety. I heard, love your enemies, yet I justifies why I have bitterness inside me. Seek first the kingdom of God. Yet the last thing we ask for or pray for is the kingdom of God. So number one, receiving Christ. Number two, carrying Christ. We cannot present Christ to the others unless if we first carry him. She carried him physically, but we carry him in our heart. The true discipleship means his peace, humility, purity, mercy become visible on us. We don't have to go preach, but the words he in us, how honest, how cheerful, how a living Christ we are. So you are not carrying Christ, you are not receiving Christ to preach or to serve or to show. You're carrying him first for yourself, to live with him. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. لا أحيا أنا بل المسيح يحيا فيا. Receiving Christ, carrying Christ, now bringing Christ to others. And this will happen by the Holy Spirit, not by our efforts. Saint Mary never kept Christ for herself, but she brought him to Elizabeth. When she went to Elizabeth, the babe was dancing in her womb, happy, rejoicing, because he felt the presence of Christ. When she went to Cana, they ran out of wine. Wine in the Bible is a symbol of joy. She said to him, they don't have wine. She bring joy. She bring Christ. She brought Christ in the wedding. She brought Christ, the Word. The whole world is rejoicing with the salvation that came by the acceptance of Saint Mary for this presence. And what she commanded us to do, whatever he says to you, do it. Ask yourself, what do I bring when I enter in a room? Will the people get panic? Will the people feel peace? Do I bring cheerful atmosphere or anger? Your inner peace, your inner joy will reflect on the others. Pray for this point. Please, Lord, let others encounter you through me. Third theme. All creation rejoice with you. Why does all creation rejoice? Creation rejoices because Christ has come. So let's go back a step. What happened when sin entered the world? It brought corruption, death, division, fear, hostility, you name it. When Jesus came, when the incarnation took place, what it brings to the world, what it brought to the world, he sanctified our humanity, renewed his creation, conquered death, made us God's children. So he didn't just wipe off our sins, but he made us a new creation. Not slaves or servants. He called us children of God. He took us completely from one side to the other. When the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman. This was the beginning of the salvation and the rejoice of the world. Mary's joy, she said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. Saint Mary's joy always centered on God. She wasn't showing off, oh, I am the mother of the one who make all these miracles. I am the mother of the one who raised the dead. I am the mother who has all the people following him. Her joy was in him. That's all the focus of what we are talking about him today. Our personal relation with our Lord Jesus Christ. She never pointed people to herself. She always pointed them to Christ. Just as she said, whatever he says to you, do it. If we are considering ourselves sons and daughters, as we said in the hymn, our devotion to her is to lead us to Christ. Last point on the third theme, is my face joyful? This fast, we should ask ourselves some question. As a Christian, I go to the church, I don't know how many times a week. Maybe I'm a servant or a deacon or. When I go home, do I bring the joy of Christ? Do I bring peace or complain? Does my faith attract others for God? Is my joy a root of God's presence? Let's pray, Lord, restore the joy of your presence in my life. Last theme, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Full of grace. The spiritual life begins with God's grace. Remember, it doesn't start from us. Everything starts from God. He chose, he called, he gave grace. The Holy Spirit came upon her and the Son took flesh from her. So, here it is clear the relation between grace and our action. Grace invited Saint Mary, and grace inviting me and you today. Saint Mary responded. God is so tender. He never, ever forced himself. Say, Habibi, I am calling for you tonight. If you open the door, he will come and celebrate with you. If you shut the door on him, he will never force himself on you. The spiritual life is God's grace and our faith response. It takes two. You remember this picture? The hand coming from up and the hand holding from down. So, grace is calling, we are responding. Finding grace. You have found grace with God. Saint Mary sought God's approval, not people. She didn't look to please people. Will that make her life easier? Not at all. Ask yourself, do I seek people's approval? Does my hidden life please God really? Am I faithful when all the doors are shut and I am alone? Everyone knows the answer for himself to this question. So, I love this saying. Being known by heaven is greater than admired by the world. It is more valuable that heaven know us by name. Yes, Habibi, your name is written in the book of life. That is all what it matters. It doesn't matter what everybody is saying. Last point, and this, God's presence changes everything. The Lord with you means strength in suffering. peace in uncertainty, joy in hardship, hope in every trial. He didn't promise us an easy life, but he promised that he will be with us through the entire road. God didn't promise an easy road, but he promised that he will be there. And that's all what we want. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, this David, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you are mighty, you are a warrior, for you are with me. Let's summarize how do we live this theotokoia today. So we'll see the verse and how I apply it. O undefiled, ask God to purify my heart. She presented to us God, bring Christ to one person through love, encouragement, or service. Believe me, encouragement and love, way much better than hundreds of sermons, or let's not try to be, I know what you did, you should behave, or you shouldn't do this. Let's not teach this way. Let's show love and respect and encouragement. When he saw the Samaritan woman, he was just like pulling and putting the words in her mouth. And she said to her, oh, you said good. Good. I think if the Samaritan woman came to the church today, every one of us will have a very lengthy sermon to give to her, or a teaching to teach her how to behave. You get what I mean. All creation rejoice. It replaces complaining with thanksgiving each day. When we give thanksgiving, we live the gift. Let it be to me according to your word. Obey one thing God has been asking you to do. Again, maybe God is asking you to get rid of something hidden, or maybe God is encouraging you for something to do. Just quietly in your room, when you pray, God, what you want me to do? Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me, as we pray in Psalm 50 or 51. Conclusion, filled with grace, carrying Christ, bringing joy. The journey of the first Saturday of the Theotokoia calls us to receive God's grace, respond with obedience, carry Christ in our daily life. Put a million lines under this. Carry Christ. I'm not carrying Christ to show off, or not even to show him. I am carrying Christ for myself, to have a personal relation. Reveal him to the world. Live in the joy of his presence. Ask yourself, do I carry Christ or only burdens? Do I present Christ or myself? The first lesson, I still remember it when we were in pre-servant. It tells us to love God, be filled with him, and then his love will overflow to the other. Never, ever let people look at you. Let him look at Christ. Bring people not to person. They are coming to see him. To see him in every single one of us. Let's close with a short prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, purify our heart. Help us to carry you faithfully Fill us with the joy of your presence. May our lives reveal you to the world. Through the prayer and intercession of our Holy Mother, Saint Mary, accept our fasting and our prayers. Amen. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Many women received honor. You are exalted more than all of them, for you are the pride of the Virgin Mary, Mother of God.
كل ربطات خطيئة من قبل الألام مخلصا محيية الذين فخفوا وجد تلميذ القديسين وفي العطار قال لهم receive the Holy Spirit who sends your remit are remitted to them and those which you retain shall be retained and أيضا يا سيدنا من قبل رسك العطار أنعمت على الذين يعملون في الكهنوت في كل زمان في كنيستك المقدسة يغفروا خطيئة الأرض بتحب كل ربطات الظلم we ask and that treat your goodness to love our mankind for your servants and my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. If we have committed any sin against you knowingly or unknowingly, so anguish of heart and deed and words from faint-heartedness, the Master who knows the weakness of Benedict, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, make us absolved, all your people absolved. We ask you to feed and answer unto your goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, and the dominion, the adoration, and you to good Father, Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of an essence with you and out of times and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Christos Penuti. Corum de Tirini, my non and Tikirini, Seminon and Tikirini, Con Robinon, and Worm, Yatok, Tetigon, the Oun and the Esmon and the Amahishaini, Amin. Make us worthy to praise you, thank free, our Father, who art in heaven.
Jesus.
beloved servant, the speaker, and all the listeners to keep what we have in our hearts and become a living behavior all our lives. بكرة إن شاء الله الدرس معلو تمرة من 8 إلى 11 درس الربع كده وبالليل العشية من الساعة 7 وتسابونا ديفيد عازر هيكلمنا بقى في الجزء الأول من تسبحة الحج. نمبارك أن الجزء الأول من تسبحة الجمعة هذا الجزء الأول من السبت بكرة الجزء الأول من تسبحة الحج. ربنا يبارك النهضة دي لمجد اسم القدوس محبة الله الآب دب كله نابت من الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا وخلصنا يسوع المسيح أن شركة موهبة وعطية روح قدس تكون مع جميع بدون فيكم Go in peace, the peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. Midnight praise right now.